And we are up to Tzadi Amid Beis Hitmar Nami, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines at the bottom and middle of the line. Hitmar Nami, I'm Rabbi Yechim, Shem, Rav Shem, Ben Yechoy, Menayin, Shekarish Baruch, Mechaya Mesim. How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya Mesim, makes the dead come alive, the Yedei Mashas of Liyais, and he also knows the future. Shenemar Hin Chosheichiv HaMevesecha, Mesh Rabbeinu was told he would die, to come, HaMazeh. So we're darshaning, Hin Chosheichiv HaMevesecha, to come, Mesh Rabbeinu will die and get up, and HaMazeh V'zana, that this nation will go off the path. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is predicting the future, and at the same time, he's also saying that there's Chiyas HaMes. Again, that was the proof that Rabbi Shua Bachrani had used, and Rabbi Yechim had said the same thing. Tanya Amar Ablazim Rabbi Yechim. The Dover Zab with the following claim, Ziyafti, I disproved. What does he say Ziyafti means? Disproved?
In this matter, I showed the books to the sectarian.
False. Ziyafti means I disproved, so showed it to be false. Sifrei Minim. The Sifrei Minim. So Yaimrim ain't Chiyas Amesim and Atayra. The Minim, some are Gairis. Over here, it's Kusim, Samar Gairis, Minim. They said that there's no Chiyas HaMeisim mentioned in the Torah. Amarti Lehem, so I told them, Ziyavtim Teraschem, you have disproved your own Torah, but at least in Biyadechem Klum, and haven't gained anything on the deal. Meaning, there's nothing going on in your words. You're saying a lie, you're saying something that's not true, and nothing to be gained from it. Shatam Ayim Chiyas HaMeisim in the Torah, and I'll prove it to you. Haruimer, it says, Hikaris, Tikaris, HaNefesh, Ahi, Avaynaba. This nefesh will be uprooted. It's sin, is it? So we say, what is the constant language? Yikaris, tikaris, avayna ba. So yikaris, tikaris, by lamazeh, means early death, a person is chayv, karis, rachmana litzvan, dies young. Avayna ba lamas. What does he mean, avayna ba? He's dead already. What do you mean, the sin is still there? If he's dead, the sin, what's going to make a difference? Love, isn't that a raya loylam haba? Is a raya to ilam haba? Prektataris chayim, that just proves ilam haba. We're talking about Chiyas HaMeisim. Chiyas HaMeisim is post-Olam Haba, right? Yesterday we explained that there are three worlds. There is this world, and there is the world of the Neshamas where they are stored, and then there is Chiyas HaMeisim. Now we're trying to prove Chiyas HaMeisim, and he's proving from Avay Naba to Olam Haba. Theoretically, one can answer that Avay Naba means in the Olam HaNeshamas where the Neshamas go, not necessarily that they're Chiyas HaMeisim. So the Taras Chaim says that those who don't believe in Chiyas HaMeisim also don't believe in Olam HaNeshamas. And therefore, one just has to prove half of the equation to prove the other half. As long as we're proving that there's an Avayin Abba posthumously, that shows that something else is going on posthumously and it doesn't end when the body is put into the grave. That's what the Taras Chaim explains it. Again, I assume there are sects that might argue that and say that they believe in half and not in the other half, and that would not disprove them. But in the minim he was arguing with, they were disagreeing with the whole concept of post-death reward. They were saying it ends when the person is buried. And according to that, he proved to them there's an Avayin Abba posthumously. That's all he wanted to prove. That's the Gemara Vayter. Yes.
What does Mark Rebbe?
Yes.
I don't understand the proof.
Here.
Is it because Onav Ba is present tense?
Meaning, Hikaris Tikaris means the person dies, and after death it says Avay Naba.
Why is that after death? Why aren't you saying sin is on it and so.
Because we already said the guy sinned, and therefore he gets Karis.
So it's the order of.
And it's also the extra, the fact that we don't need to say Avay Naba, it's been said that he had a sin already. So therefore we say Avay Naba means that the sin goes on afterwards. Why doesn't he prove it from the double Lashon, Hikares, Hikares, in double cutting off, one in this world, one in the next world. So to Gemara, that's not the reason he didn't do that, because Inu Hav Amrulay Dibre Terek Kalashim Nayadam. They might have answered him that sometimes the Terek repeats a word, because that's people speak, and the Terek speaks and people speak. Rashi, Ziyaftim Veloy Elisim, it's in the second, the left column. Kazavatam Aimrim, you're saying a lie. Vein Mamish Vidivrecham, and there's nothing in your words. Vav Loyal Baba, Amyash Triyas HaMeisim. Bikaris tikaris, tikaris b'ayla b'azat, tikaris b'ayla m'abba. Inu hava amrulay, they would have answered him, dibra tarik kalashim b'nei adam. Uluhoki amruluhoki, this is why he said this. Ke'echid l'havadu piskam peh, they should have no excuse. That's the Gemara Vayitza. Kitanoi, it's a makloikis tanoim, what to do with the words, hikaris tikaris avay n'abba. Hikaris tikaris, so Rabbi Kiva says, hikaris b'ayla m'azat, tikaris b'ayla m'abba. He darshans the double language, one to tell me in this world, and one to tell me the kares goes on in the next world.
When you have a klal, you can't get two onshim.
This is one einish. It continues on.
Is it einish olam hazeh?
This concept of new two onshim is that Bezin doesn't give a person two onshim, that's all it is. What goes on upstairs is not in the game, not in this rule. That's what Rabbi Kiva said.
So this person, he could get out of this by doing.
He can do tshuva, right? Yes.
But this person is, it doesn't make any sense. He's finished. I don't get it. It doesn't.
You just had it.
No. So this world, he's dying in this world early. What's that for? So that's he's finished here. And then he's finished up there.
It's talking about Avodah Zarah, correct. Avodah Zarah is in sad shape. You just said it.
Is it by all?
It says it by Avodah Zarah. I don't know if it's by all Kiva Greece.
What does question all about
mean? He doesn't get all my book.
Question
stuff. That's what it says. Again, I can't. I don't know anything more than I just told you.
How can that make sense? I mean, a person.
He served the Avodah Zarah.
I understand, but after 11 months downstairs, that's not enough?
I can't answer the question. Amalai Rabbi Shmuel, Amalai Kvar Nemes Hashem Megada V'Nichrasa. It says that Rabbi Shmuel learns that the Pasuk of Megada is a blasphemy. It's not going on blasphemy, it's going on idol worshipping. And it's going on idolatry. And if that's the case, why do we need three creases? Kishlon Shalom Yesh? And again, this is where the Tiferes Chaim proves it again. Obviously, we are linking post Eilam HaNeshamas and Tchias HaMeisim. Consider that one world. And El Benichus of Eilam HaZeh, Hikares Eilam Abba, and Hikares, Dibre Tarek Elashim Bnei Adam. So Rabbi Shmuel says that Hikares Tikares is the way people speak. In fact, the Gemara, Bein Le Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Le Rabbi Kiva, Avoy Nebo, Mayav Dibre. Again, there's no argument. Both say he loses Eilam HaZeh and Eilam HaBa. Question is whether V'nichrasa of Megadev is going on idolatry or on blasphemy. Kiva uses that pasuk for blasphemy, so he only has two choruses, and Rabbi Shmuel, who uses it for idolatry, has three choruses, and therefore you don't need one. He says, but the Reb Tyrus speaks and people speak. Again, there's a pasuk V'nichrasa by Megadev. According to Kiva, that's not talking about idolatry. No. That's talking about blasphemy. So it's not that's not what we're discussing.
I'm asking Christ double often.
Rabbi Kiva says
plus the double often is three to Rabbi
Shmuel. No. Rabbi Shmuel has Ikaris to Karis. Plus it says Venichrasa on a different pasuk.
Oh, okay.
Which Rabbi Kiva says that different pasuk is talking about blasphemy. So Rabbi Shmuel, that's talking about idolatry. So he has three psukim, Rabbi Kiva only had two.
So Megadeh is very small, means idolatry.
That's what I said. It's a machloikas. What Megadeh?
What does he find about blasphemy?
This was discussed in the seventh parent. This we went through already once upon a time. Yes, I'm sorry. So therefore, he says, Ikaris Tikaris is different to Kalashim Neyat. In fact, the Gemara Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Kiva, Avayin Abba, my Abdibay. What do they do with the word Avayin Abba? It's Italian. Yochel Afi Lo Asi Tshuva. The only time the person gets such a punishment is if he didn't do tshuva. But if he does tshuva, he can save himself from the punishment. Rashi, he carries the cut we did already. The Sfirilei, Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, the God of Hainu Oyver Avedis Tuchab. Rabbi Kiva is really the Megadeth Hainu Mubarak Hashem. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that Megadeth is blasphemy. The Hash to Bainler, Rabbi Shmuel, Bainler, Rabbi Kiva, Avoyin Abba, my Amdilei, Yvoyle, I need it for the following. Shavoyin Abba, Sloy Shav Kaita Misa, did not go to Tshuva, didn't do Tshuva before Misa, Havi Bekaris, Abu Shav Loi. This is the difference between Karis and Misa's Bezin. Bezin does not take into account Tshuva. They have a mandate an obligation to carry out punishment, regardless if the person is doing tshuva or not. Whereas karas is bidei shemayim, and a person's tshuva can save him from karas. Talking about right, Charlotte Cleopatra Malchus says Remeya. Queen Cleopatra asked Remeya. Amra, she said, Yadana, I know the chayishichvi. I know that the dead will come alive. I believe in Tchias HaMeisim. I see it in your Pesukim. I am convinced that there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. Pesiv, Vayitzitzu Meir Ke'esev Haaretz. They will blossom, they will sprout forth from the city, from Yerushalayim, like the grass of the ground. If anybody's aware, there's some people have a minig, when they go to a cemetery, they pick up grass, and they throw it behind them, after when they leave the cemetery. They pick up grass, and they throw it behind them. That minig comes from this pasuk, the Yatzitzu Meir Ke'esev Haaretz. It's to express our belief in Tchias HaMeisim, and the pasuk says that Tchias HaMeisim, they will sprout forth like the grass of the ground. So we rip out grass, that was where the minig came from, to show a belief in Tchias HaMeisim. When they get up, will they get up dressed, or will they get up undressed? Because grass does not come out covered. So she wanted to know, she was under the impression, the fact that we put on tachrichim, and it says in the Gemara many places that they will get up with tachrichim, but she saw the comparison to grass, so she had a question. When they come out, are they wearing their cloth shrouds, or will they come out undressed? That was her question. It was a question of knowledge. Basically wanted to know to what degree are we comparing it to grass. That was her question. Amar Lo, he told the Kavachayim Mechita. It's no different than a wheat. Machita shenigbar aruma. We plant a kernel aruma without any covering. Yaitze bekama levushim comes out covered with the, is that, what's around the kernel? Chaff? Stubble? What is that?
Stuff.
Tzadikim shenigbaram belevushayim, Allah has kama bekama. So the Mefarshim explained that what she was told is, Esav doesn't have to mean grass, Esav can mean like chita. And therefore, because Esav Ha'aretz just means like something that grows from the ground, not necessarily grass per se, and therefore, they will come out with their tachrichim. Rashi, the Yatzitzu Me'ir Shasidim Yisrael Lotzitz with the Tzrayach, I'm sorry, I skipped the Rashi, before the Chai Shikhvi Shameisim Chayim, that the dead will become alive. Shasidim Yisrael Lotzitz with the Tzrayach Me'ir Yerushalayim, they will sprout forth from the city of Yerushalayim, because Aminon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysim Lehem Mechilus L'Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make tunnels for Tzadikim, V'Hochem V'Oyim Yerushalayim, they will go to Yerushalayim. Now, I'm going to say something, and again, my knowledge in this area is limited, would be an overstatement, so let's say less than limited. But I was taught that there are to be two Tchias HaMeisim, that when Mashiach comes, the Tzadikim will have a special Tchias HaMeisim, so they should be able to observe and be part of Yimais HaMashiach. They should be back in the time when Yimais HaMashiach happened, and they will have this special Tchias HaMeisim, and this will happen in Yerushalayim, and that's why there'll be the tunnels underground where the Tzadikim go through Yerushalayim, and that's why Yaakov Avinu did not want to get buried in Mitzrayim. One of the reasons Rashi brings is he didn't want to have to roll underground for Tchias HaMeisim. That will happen at the time of Mashiach. 40 years later, according to the, again, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know. I just as I was taught. Yes, where does it come from?
It's a conflict between two different Mormon empires.
Okay. Anyway, 40 years later, there will be a second Chias HaMeisim, and the second Chias HaMeisim will be for everybody who zeichet the Chias HaMeisim, and that will be the era of Chias HaMeisim, which is going to be a post Yimais HaMashiach kind of era. Again, as I said a minute ago, my knowledge in this area is less than limited, and therefore I'm just saying this. So therefore, when it says over here that Tchias HaMeisim will happen in Yerushalayim, notice Rashi says L'tzadikim. The tzadikim will roll. This is not the regular Tchias HaMeisim, but rather the original Tchias HaMeisim that happens first step of the way. Now, whether 40 years is absolute or 40 years, it doesn't mean exactly our 40 years. We can wait and see. But as I said a third time, I don't know the answers to the question. Yes?
So,
is this
second
maybe
it would be for
going
also?
No. For those who are excited, it's Chias HaMeisim.
What about the attachment?
She didn't know that she's going to. She just said, I know that you believe in Chias HaMeisim. No, didn't say that. Again, she asked him from the pasuk. The pasuk happens to be referring to that first one. The pasuk said like grass, so she wanted to know what does that mean. That's all. No. She was asking shot the pasuk. That's the one she was talking about. She didn't talk about the other one. No inferences to be drawn. At least I didn't see anybody draw anything, and I'm not making them up.
Yes. The point I think we're making here with Cleopatra is that it's really. The main point is that here she's a Goya and she believes she has
to make. No, the main point is that she asked the question. Yeah.
The question she asked is who cares?
The Machlanim are very bothered by who cares. And they give different terutz of why it makes a difference. Because there's Gemaras that say they come out with Tachrichim. They were very Machbet Tzadikim, the Tachrichim fit, the Gemara says. Because they shouldn't be embarrassed when they come out. So there is a concept of coming out with Tachrichim. She was bothered with that because it says Ke'esav Aretz. That's what they say. One of the terutzim they say. They have to say the other terutzim as well. The Caesar said to Gamliel, I'm reading through the Sheikh Mikhai, you say that the dead become alive. They become dirt. Since when can dirt become alive? Now, the question is predicated on the fact that this Caesar believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only create from something, cannot create from a non-entity. Now, I can't even explain such a belief, but that's what he believed. And therefore, to them, him, Afer, is a non-entity when it comes to life. And the question was, how does life come from something that's not living? That was the question that the Caesar had. Yes?
The concept's very simple. It's a standard Greek concept that everything comes from that which comes
okay,
from
good
something.
Good
and
bit.
You've never seen anything non-living.
Right.
I mean, anything living come from something which is dry and desiccated. Now, whether or not maggots are generated from...
Right. Amrle Barate, so the daughter of the Caesar says, Shafke Vanoma Darnale, leave him and I will answer him. Now, why she got involved about this Nachrenim? Like, all of a sudden, she gets involved and she says to Rishua Makananya, do me a favor, let me answer my father. Some want to say, because she wanted to make Tzias HaMesim a logical thing. And by making it a logical thing, she wanted to include Gayim as well. She wanted to make it as a such a logical thing that I understand it, and if I understand it, that means I don't need a proof from the pasuk. This is something that makes sense, and therefore it would include all creation, not only Yidden. That's what some want to say. Why she decided to, because she figured Shulman Kanani is going to come with a pasuk, and psukim are good for Jews, but it won't help me. So she said, "Let me explain it." Meaning, I'm going to make it so logical that it's self understood, and therefore she can make it. You know. Believe that it's even going to affect her as well. Shnei Yaitzim Yeshbi Arena. We have two people that create pots. Echad Yaitzim and Amayim. One creates it from water. Echad Yaitzim and Atit, and one creates it from clay. Ezim and Meshubach. Which one is the better one? Amalois, her father answered her. Zeshi Yaitzim and Amayim, the one that uses water. Amalim and Amayim, Tsarim and Atit, Lekoshkein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take Mayim, which is the Tipas Rucha, which is the semen, and can make a person out of that. Why is it so difficult to understand that he can make it from dirt? Meaning, if he can create man from liquid, he can create man from solid. Rashi, Amalei brought to the case of the Rebbe Gamliel Shavki Shnei Yaitzim Mashal Hu Ilu Ha Yishnei Yaitzim Yireinu. Had there been two potters in our city, are they called potters? Echad Yaitzim Kelim and Amayim. Amalei Mekena Kadosh Baruch Hu Amayim Hu Mitzayir. He can make a person out of liquid. Metipa Srucha Shik Amayim Hu Meilid. But after the Koshkin should be other for sure he can do it. Yes.
Here's an opportunity for Cleopatra, this fellow, this whatever he is. I have a chance to speak to the Galador. I have either two questions. Are you guys going to come out dressed or undressed? And then, or I could ask, am I going to be Zeichat Tzchias Mesa for a guy?
You're trying to tell me why Cleopatra asked what she did?
Yeah.
First of all, I like the way you worded the question. She had the schus of speaking to God Lador. Yeah, but she was the queen. She didn't view it as a schus of speaking to God Lador.
No.
She viewed it as the God Lador and a schus to speak to her.
Okay, fine. The point of it is that you have a chance. Wouldn't she want to know if she's going to live again?
I guess she had her assumption about that, and that didn't bother her. Maybe she assumed she was. I don't know. She never told me.
What is the answer to that question?
I don't think they're gonna.
What?
Christmas.
Which question? Even a good goy.
That's the Gemara advice.
Even a good goy.
What is the spot?
I'm sorry. Yes.
What is the spot making a pot out of water?
Kadosh Baruch Hu forms a person.
Yeah, from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that part.
So she said, "Who would, if there would be a potter that could make it out of water, would you question that he could make it out of clay? So why are you questioning the Rabbanu Shlomo who creates people from water, whether he can make it from dirt?" That's what she answered him. Yes, doctor.
In answer, at least one of the major Mefarshim says, "Ein shum davar," that every single thing, good, bad, otherwise, has chiyus made. Flat out.
See, Dr. Schwab is going to take you to Kabbalah. Gesundheit, hate, I don't mind, but I can't answer these things. I don't know it.
It's Gemara in the Daf Gemara in the Vodazara that when the Romans built everything, they built it all called Israel, your mama's Samagala.
Dr. Schwab, you don't mind? Really, that Gemara is no Raya. I don't want to get involved in it now.
I finished the explanation. It's not a Raya, but it says that each thing does, it has that which it did with Latov, call Israel. And as such, that schus deserves tchias mason, and that aspect will have it.
I can't comment. As I mentioned before, my knowledge is too limited even for me to comment. Kabbalah obviously say that everything will have some form of tchias mason. I don't know. I can't answer the question. I don't know.
What's the problem with Ofer? The Torah says that Hashem made it from Ofer. The Ofer to Shuvah.
Good question. I don't know.
What was the question?
The pasuk says man was created from Ophir, so what was bothering the Caesar? That's the Gemara advice. Amaleahu minilu Rabami. I'm sorry, I skipped. The very Bishmal Tana Kavachimer Maklis Chukas. It's a Kavachimer from glass. This is what she told her father. Maklis Chukas. Shamolam Beruach Vasavadam. Which is created by humans. Nizbru Yeshlam Takana. One can remelt and blow glass. Right, Basav Adam, Shabaruch Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created humans. Allah has kama v'kama. You can recreate glass. Why shouldn't you be recreating humans? You can blow glass once and twice. So why can't you blow the humans once and twice? Rashi, the Beir Shmuel Tana Kavachem Mekli Tzuchus Vizuhi Tshuva Sheshiva Lavia. That was the answer that she told her father. Makli Tzuchus Shamolam Baruch Shaladim Shabshuai Soi Tzeshla Shifaferet. He has a pipe. The knife of Lefeich and he blows. V'chei Nishma Mipi Umnam. Rashi says that's what they told me. They make glass. They use something to blow the glass.
Was she doing something wrong by giving logic?
No. Nothing. Gemara doesn't seem to blame her at all. Yeshlam Takana Latichem to melt the Velaz of Velasim Mekli to make another Keli. That the Gemara v'had the Amarina mechagiga, the Neichen la'abdim kiklich tzuchus. That which the Gemara seems to say that people can be destroyed like glass. Lo she'elam takana. Not that you can't remake it. Al shenusadim l'shaytavei miskaimen. Glass is destroyed easily. Not that you can't rebuild it. All the Gemara meant to say is that not that glass is permanently destroyed, just that it's destroyed easy. That's the Gemara v'ayt. Amaleahu mina l'ravami. Amin said to Ravami. Amritu the Sheikh V'chaya. You say that the dead will become alive. V'avi Afra. It becomes dirt. V'afra Mikachaya. And again, he's believing the same theory that dirt is too far removed from life to turn into life. Amalel Emshalacham Mashal. So Ravami answered, I will tell you a Mashal. L'ma'adavar Daimah, what is this comparable? To Melech Vasav Adam Shamal Avadav. L'chu Udonu Lipalter in Gedailim. V'makim She'em Ayim. Go build me a palace in a place where there is no water, meaning there's nothing there. A mayim v'afar, in a place where there's no dirt or water to build it on. Build me a palace. Hochu banu aysai. They built a palace with nothing to anchor it into, nothing to attach it to. The yamim nafla fell. Amalem chazru banu aysai b'makim shiyasha for a mayim. Go rebuild it in a place where there is something to anchor it into. That we're not able to do. He got angry. In a place there was nothing, you were able to build it. The same thing. So the Shmuel who created Yesh Me'ayim, which is something the Gaim don't believe. But at least the Smith didn't believe. He created something from nothing. And now you can't create something from something? Why is that any different than the people who are able to build a palace with nothing to anchor and then can't build one with something to anchor? It's senseless. It doesn't make any sense. And if you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create from dirt, he says, say Lebika, go out to the valley. Ure'ei Akbar, Rashi calls this Akbar a squirrel. Chayoyim chetshi batzer v'chetshi adama. Now, I don't know this kind of squirrel he's talking about, but it seems, what does he say?
Actually, failed to explain Barav Elias by our squirrel, so. Ancient explorers, naturalists, notably Pliny in the Natural History, report the existence of such a creature which does not appear to reproduce sexually, but rather generated spontaneously. And from the earth, he quotes the Rambam, the existence of such creatures baffling. A German scholar by the name of Linke describes his, in his book Urwelt, a tribal creature called a Springmaus in German, found in Egypt in the area of Thebes. The front parts of the body, head, chest, and four legs well formed, while the rear quarters appeared still to be unformed. A few days later, it's completely transformation.
Which is what the Gemara refers to, the Springmaus. So we see that dirt can turn into a being. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, from a small drop that's nothing. We created the whole world from nothingness. Sounds like squirrel. Yes, but mean I'm shein of Ramai. They told her there are those that are not reproduced in a sexual way, but rather in a spontaneous from dirt. Shema timer was mamaruba. Do you think it takes such a long time for creatures to come out? And we say chiyus amazim will be instantaneously. Alei lahar, go up to a mountain. See that on this day, today, there's only one little chalazon. And tomorrow they'll be full of chazaynas. So we see that this creation from one chalazim into many can be in one day. So the fact that things happen quickly is not a big kasha. Now, whether this is the chalazim or not is a matter of the great controversy. Because if this is the chalazim, then it indicates the chalazim is a land-based worm. If it's not the chalazim, because that's what the Ramah says, chalazim is in the sea, and therefore this is not the chalazim, but something else called chalazim, which is what the Yad Ramah says. So Trashi, Hayoi Maschel Lubra V'yatzis Menofer, today it starts coming out of the ground, V'lamokra Mahalik Shunivra, and the next day it walks already, Kamina B'shkita Shkulim Ba'erba Raita, Shemet Taimer L'Zman Merubah, Sh'aytis Sheretz Eidah Divra L'Altar, is not created right away, El L'Zman Merubah, Shvua Shvayim, week or two, Teisavar, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechaya HaMeisim L'Fishoi, I can't make it too quickly, Lech Alei Lohor, Chalozin Tchilas, Sh'yaitzim and Ayam Achad L'Shivim Shana, comes out of the sea once every 70 years, the Tzayvim B'dami Tchelus, so Rashi learns it's the Chalozin, U'lechatchila in a nira b'chol hora l'chalozin echad, at the beginning it is only one, ulamachar shaksham yardim, mismali kula chazaynis. The nira l'mayri shebeye chalozin mashritzin kulan. The eggs of the chalozin, what's mashritzin, sprout, produce. Alma yesh b'yardim l'chayis b'fisha. The Ramah learns it's not the chalozin, but the chalozin doesn't happen on a mountain, that's what he says. That's the Gemara right. Amalei Ahu Mina L'Gviyah B'Msisa. This min said to Gviyah B'Msisa. Gviyah B'Msisa was a yid who claimed to be a common Jew, even though we will learn about him this whole Amud. He was a common Jew that wasn't so common. But he presented himself as a common yid. He told Chazal always, let me take care of it, because if I fail, they'll just say a lay person messed up. So he presented himself as a lay person. What he was in actuality, I don't know. He also had a big hunchback. Gemara says he had a big hunchback. And he was Gviyah B'Msisa, and this min asked him the question. Said to him, Vay l'chayin chayavaya. Woe to you, you wicked people. Again, the minim, the early Christians, viewed the Jews as wicked people. Dan misin, you say, misi chayin. You say that the dead will become alive. It doesn't make sense. The chayin misi, the misi chayin. If the living become dead, how can the dead become alive? Meaning, if the natural progression is that things die, it doesn't make sense that it should become alive. If it becomes alive, they should stay alive. Obviously, there's a natural progression to death. So doesn't if death can become alive, why can't the living stay alive? That would be more sensible. So obviously, life is limited, finite, and therefore it doesn't mean you don't come back again. That's what the Min said to Gvir Ben Sisa. Amalai, so Gvir Ben Sisa said to him, "Vayel lechayin chayavaya." Woe to you, Rishon. Yamisa, you say misi loy chayin. You say the dead don't become alive. The loy havi chayin lechoshke. According to you, how can the ones that never lived become alive? They're dead now. So if they can become life from nothing, why shouldn't the dead be able to become real life? Meaning, what he's trying to say is, there's no natural thing to life. If life were just natural, and life progresses into death, so then death should not progress into life. How did ever life start? The answer is, life is not natural. It's through abundance of creating. If it's creating, he can create from the dead as well as he can create from the thing. Therefore, they disputed this type. So the man who's Mr. Sensitive says, "You called me a Russia? Ika amina, if I get up, beitnabach, I will punch, I will kick you, upashtina lak musach minach, and I will straighten out your hunchback. If you could do that, you would get a professional doctor sign on your door. Even then they charge a lot. And you'd be able to charge a lot. So basically he just disputed it. Now some of them want to learn that what he wanted to prove is that according to you, that the dead can become alive. So that is, after death you can make life. So then if I punch a hunchback, right, instead of becoming more hunchback, it should go the other way, because you can revert. So I'm going to revert you. So Gvir Ben Sisa just ignored it and said, "Oh, if you could just do that, that would be worth a lot of money." Rashi.
Mina's Christian, right?
Some say that Mina are early Christians, correct?
I don't think the Christians believe that.
I have no idea what they believe and what they don't believe. Dr. Schwab will give you a lesson after this year. I'm sure he'll give you exactly up to which day they believed what, because they changed their belief systems as time went along. It was one of the, you know, you change your belief system for convenience purposes. So I really can't tell you. Let me just do the Rashi. So Rashi, Gvir Ben Sisa, Kach Shmai, that was his name. He had a crookedness in his back of the Mukhlukhamam. The living die. So how can dead become alive? So he says, "Boy, have oisim shlohayim ma'olam nightshim, they get created from the old of v'chayim. Oisim shayikvar lekoshkin shlohayim v'chayim. If nothing can turn into life, for sure death can turn into life. Amalei mina chayav v'karesli bol lekantro." He came to anger Gvir Ben Sisa, and Gvir Ben Sisa ignored him. Yes.
Revelias is translating men as sectarian.
A what?
Sectarian.
Which means?
Someone who is of a different sect. But it would be very, one could not make this particular man into a Christian.
No. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
The last response that you said, and I missed it, is this aside from being a joke, another proof?
No.
Should you do that, you would prove my point?
No, I didn't see anybody translate it that way. Could be people do. I saw it as that he just said it as a joke. Meaning, they want to say Gvir meant to prove his point. According to you, the dead can become alive, so then I should be able to punch you and things should revert.
You're proving my point. Should I revert, then you show me how people can do it, so
maybe. Yeah, I'm sorry? Okay, similar, that's what Arby's saying, right?
Isn't Basisa a derogatory word? Hi, I'm a Basisa. You fine?
That's the Gemara Vayit. Tana Rabbanan. The Eshim Rabbah Benisim. Now this is called Megillah's Tainus. There used to be a scroll. It was the first Tairish Rabbah had to be written down of days that people didn't fast because of miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael in history. However, these miracles, we don't keep Megillah's Tainus anymore. Because after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Megillah's Tainus does not apply except for Chanukah and Purim. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there were many days that one could not fast. One of them was the 24th day of Nisan. Isnatilu dimnusoi mi Yehuda mi Yerushalayim. The people who claimed, who argued, what does he translate dimnusoi? Challenges were taken away from Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Meaning, we're going to learn in this Gemara, three nations challenged Klal Yisrael's right to Eretz Yisrael. Sounds familiar. Has been that way all history long. Everybody wants to have Eretz Yisrael. No land has been fought over as much, and no land has been desired by so many people as Eretz Yisrael. So during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, three different countries, it seems it happened in one time period, came to challenge Klal Yisrael's right to Eretz Yisrael. At the time that it happened, the Alexander the Great was the king. He was the one that ruled civilized world at that time, and he was in charge of Eretz Yisrael amongst other countries that were under his domain. And they came to Alexander, who was known to be a fair king. Fair king meant he was fair to everybody else unless he needed something himself, and then fairness meant that he could take it. But he was a fair king, and therefore they came to claim that really Eretz Yisrael belongs to them, and the Jews should be driven out and given to them. And we're going to see this happen, at least the beginning of it started on the 20th. It's mashma that it ended on the 24th of Nisan. That this period of challenges ended on the 24th of Nisan. And the Gemara is now going to recount three different stories of three different nations that came to challenge Klal Yisrael's claim to Eretz Yisrael, all based on the Torah. And how they were refuted, and Alexander basically vindicated, not that we needed Alexander's vindication, but Alexander gave Klal Yisrael the right and they remained in Eretz Yisrael. And this period ended on the 24th day of Nisan, and therefore the 24th day of Nisan became a minor holiday, which is celebrated in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't fast on that day. So again, Shabbo B'nai Africa, London and Yisrael. It seems these were the former Canaanim who had escaped, people from Canaan, and they lived in Africa, I assume northern Africa. And they came to judgment with Klal Yisrael of Alexander Smegden in front of Alexander. The country is Macedonia? Macedonia. Amrulay, they said, Eretz Canaan Shalonahu. Eretz Canaan belongs to us. Tichsev, Eretz Canaan Ligvulay Seha. The pasuk itself names it Eretz Canaan, the land of Canaan. Uknan Abu and the Hani and Shuabi. And we are descendants of Canaan. Therefore, the Torah itself calls it our land. So Xander basically asked Chazal to respond. So Gvir Ben Sisa says to the Chachamim, give me permission, and I will go argue with them. If they beat me, you'll claim that you were represented by a lay person, and therefore the representation wasn't fair. And if I win, you will say that Natchaslem, I don't know how to pronounce that word. Nitzchaslem, meaning Tyrus Moshe beat you. Meaning if I win, it won't be me, it'll be the Tyrus. If I lose, it'll be my fault. So I'm a fair thing to do it, because if Chazal go, big people go and they lose, it's a terrible Chalashem. But if I lose, you know, a lay person, what do you expect from a lay person?
So, why are they bringing Sukkim in Midbar that Eretz Canaan?
Ah, so that's a very good question. And the answer that Achrayim say is that they wanted to prove that even after Klal Yisrael was promised it and given it, it was still called Eretz Canaan. Even in Bamidbar, when they're dividing it, the Torah refers to it as Eretz Canaan. So they gave him permission for Holoch Zadani Moim, and he went to court with the people of Africa. Amalemi said to them, Ahechem atem Abiyam Raya, where is your proof that it belongs to Canaan? Amalemi na Taira. Amalem afanilo yavilachem Raya omena Taira. Okay, you're going with the Taira? I will respond with the Taira. Shenemar vayemar arur Canaan, heaven avodim yelechav. Canaan will be a slave of slaves, to the slaves. Evid shekana nechasim. Evid lemi nechasim lemi. Canaan is an evid. It belongs to Canaan. But if Canaan is an evid, it belongs to his master. So therefore, it can belong to Canaan and not belong to Canaan at the same time, because Canaan belongs to somebody else.
Universal, everybody accepts it.
Well, if you bring part of the Torah, you got to accept the rest of the Torah. You can't come and just accept part, not the other part. This is the whole Torah. 1 minute. Ara Canaan Eben Avodim Yelechav is a pasuk. Well, that's universally accepted. That's what a seventh slave is. That's a slave. We got problems. You haven't served us for many years. You always work. I know you guys ran away to slaves. Amalem Alexander's Malka. So King Alexander says, "Hazir leTshuva." Answer. Amalem Tnalon Zman Shleishi Yemen. So he said, "Give us 3 days." Nathanlem Zman Vatkav LeMas Tshuva Miad Borchu. So they ran away. So this was victory number one. Now it's interesting that they said Eved Avadim Yil Echav. This is what they told Alexander. So the Mefarshim points out that the Taina of B'nai Kanaan, this is what the Mashal speaks out, was that, the answer should have been very simple. Once upon a time was Eretz Kanaan, but this is the way wars go. You conquer land, and you lose it, and what's once yours is no longer yours. War is recognized as a legitimate way of changing ownership. The Mashal says that they claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael when they did the Torah. But once they sinned, they no longer have a right there to sell. And therefore it reverts back to the former owner. So their answer was, Eved Avadim Yil Echav. Kanaan is an Eved to Avadim. What do you mean he's an Eved to Avadim? Even when Shem is under the control of Yefes, like now, where Alexander is the king and we are his subjects, Kanaan is still our Eved. That's what they were trying to prove. They said, didn't bring the passing that Kanaan is an Eved. They brought up passing that it's Kanaan is Eved Avodin. We today have sinned. We no longer control Eretz Yisrael. Yefes controls Eretz Yisrael. Alexander the Great is the king over Eretz Yisrael. What you're claiming is that now that we sinned, it reverts back to you. No, you're Eved Avodin. Even when we are servants, you're still our servant. And therefore, yes, we belong to Alexander. Alexander has the right to kick us out of Eretz Yisrael. He's over us. That was part of our Eidish, that Yefes is in charge of us. But Kanaan will always remain under us. They will always be Eved Avodim. That was the response, and therefore they had no answer. They couldn't say, well, you sinned. It doesn't make a difference. Even when Klai Yisrael is Avodim, Kanaan is Eved Avodim. That's how the Mashal explains.
If we were to go into a bed,
I'm on tape. I can't, I'm limited in my answerability over here. There's no doubt that the status of Kanaan is to be evident throughout history. That's the Metzias of Kanaan.
It's an attitudinal
one. No, it's not. I don't know. Well, they were coming to claim Mamonus, so the response was Mamonus. Does it mean that today we could go and claim that Kanaan belongs to us? I don't think so. Yes.
Because if you don't pay your, you do pay your claim.
I refuse to answer that question. That's racist in its wording. It was a racist question. We don't condone racism on any level. Yes. Yes.
Because there's four pieces to explain how it is that the Palestinians are litigating being the first time in the history of mankind where a country has declared war on another country, lost its territory, and then wants to give it back.
Well, this is not the time to talk current events, but it's clear if we watch history. The pasuk speaks about Gog and Magog. The pasuk speaks about the whole world coming against Eretz Yisrael. So what we're watching is just history in the making. This is all predicted. The whole world will come against Eretz Yisrael. And, the pieces are coming together. And it just, the Navi writes about this. And the Navi writes about, Halavai shouldn't come out but the Navi doesn't make it sound like it's going to be a piece of cake either. But we're just watching the war being played out. This country is coming against Eretz Yisrael. This country is coming against Eretz Yisrael. The pieces are forming. How it manifests itself, whether we'll get away with a nice UN resolution and that'll be the end of it and Mashiach will come, or Rahmanul Islam, I don't know. I'm not here to predict history. But what's happening is just the Kiyum of the Nevuah. See, it always bothered me during all the years that Klal Yisrael wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, when the Nevuah talks about Goyim going against Eretz Yisrael and the Yidden there, like, what was going to happen? So I'm sure they had Pshatim, but today we don't need Pshatim. I mean, Pashat Pshat. It's read the Pesukim. Okay. That's the Gemara right. Let's catch up with Rashi. The Rashi Shabbat, the Messiah, Irem Bali Chamas, she writes in Little Chelik Yehuda of Yerushalayim. Shabbat ben Africa, Lodna, Megillus, Tainus, Chashim, Lu, Kalais, and Yamim, Shanazim, and Nisim, Li, Israel. All the days that miracles happen to Israel, become Yom Tov. Okay, come on, come ask my Bob and Nisim. Remember the Yom Tov, who were us there, but has been the Shemnei Zeb because of this mace. Eretz Kanan, look at myself. The Lach, Ara, Kari, Eretz Kanan. Vatim, you rashed them, Shalai, Kadin, you took it illegally. The Shalonahu, the Kanan, Avinu, Haya, Kanan was our father. So the Gemara says they ran away, Vinikus to the same, changed their voice. They left their fields planted, the Kameim Kshenda twice, and their vineyards planted. Vaisa Shana Shviya Saisa was Shemitah, which benefited the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, who had a shortage of food. And now that the Africans ran away and left their fields, Alexander said to the Jews, it's yours for the taking. And they had now way to feed in Eretz Yisrael. This was the Karen Hashvias of that year. The Karen Hashvias of that year came through the Africans' donation when they ran away. That's the Gemara Vaisa. There was another time. The Egyptians took Klai Yisrael to court, Lifnei Alexander's Magdan, in front of Alexander. Now the Mashah says that the Egyptians, okay, let's see what the Egyptians said. The Yaakov says that the Nitzim only came after the Canaanim. It only came after the Canaanim because we'll see in a minute why. Let me just see what the Mitzvah said. Hashem gave the grace of the nation and the eyes of Mitzrayim, and they lent some money. So they said, what was given to Klai Yisrael at the end when they left, Bizas Mitzrayim, the booty we took from Mitzrayim, was a loan. And a loan has to be repaid. So, Yaakov points out that the reason they came now is because halacha is if somebody steals and doesn't pay, his descendants don't have to pay. So what time is? You're right. Our ancestors stole a lot of money. What's that got to do with us? Since when do we have to pay what our ancestors took? Somebody steals and he dies, his kids don't have to pay his what he stole unless it's around. So why should they have to pay back? But the answer is, if the father leaves over land, that is collectible. So once Klai Yisrael has proven that the land is theirs, so then Mitzrayim says, so then we have a debt to collect. See, if the land belongs to the Canaanim, and you owe us cash, there's nothing we can do. But the minute you've gotten from Alexander that you have a right to the land, so now you have land. If you have land, your ancestors' debts have to be paid back by the land that they left you. Eretz Yisrael muzekes lanu maviseinu, right? It's ours from our forefathers. So, okay, so pay your debts. Now, they consider the debts. Let me just do it in a few lines. I'm going to give you a bepsis, give me permission, I will go argue with them, with Alexander, in front of Alexander. If I lose, I'm going to him, you'll tell them, hedged Shabbat on the Tachtim. And again, a Gavir repeats the same thing. You'll say you beat a lay person. They gave him Rishus, he went to court with them. I'm going to send them, he came out to Mavi and Raya. Where do you bring your Raya from? I'm going to Tyra. I will also prove it from the Torah. Shemar Moshe ben Yisrael Shiyashu ben Mitzrayim Shloishim Shana Var ben Yisshana. Klai Yisrael was 430 years. They weren't really 430 years, but he took the pasuk literally. It says 430 years. It really means some bris ben Absarim. Tnulan Uschar Avaydes Shoshishim Riba Shishibatim in Mitzrayim Shloishim Shana Var ben Yisshana. Then we have the salary for 600,000 working adult males for 430 years. Pay us the salary you owe us, and we'll give you back the loan that we took. Well, what right did you have to enslave us? We just collected our salary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to go collect our salary. Amr Elohim Alexander Smaikim, Azir Lechuba. Answer. Kajasanish Amr Elohim, they said, Tanulan was Mashalashi Yavim. Nasman, Zman, Batskim, Lebatsu, Chuba. Again, Yad and Nichus at the same chin, Zruais, they left the fields when it was planted, Kaman chin, and Tuais. Ubarakub, Isishan, Ashvia, Saisa, with Shmita, Zakt Rashi. No Rashi. Yes.
What was the answer?
What do you
mean? They didn't ask because what?
They didn't know, so they ran away.
Well,
One second. If you call the same Rabbi Nisham said to take the money.
They used the word for Yisrael.
Yeah, but it just means ask for it. That's what it means.
Okay, so why didn't they give that out?
Because that you can argue. This is not arguable. We were there for 130 years. We didn't get paid for our work.
That's not that Hashem put them...
I guess. You want to know...
I never understood that part. Where if there were slaves in Mitzrayim, so why would slaves have to be paid? Every slave has to be paid?
No, every slave doesn't have to be paid. But the same Hashem who enslaved them said to take the money.
Is that the answer they gave?
No, that's not the answer they gave, because the Mitzrayim wouldn't accept that.
They gave us money because we were slaves?
Because we worked for you. You wrongfully enslaved the nation for 430 years.
Maybe the Canaanites should be slaves and be paid for their work too.
But they have to slave to work. They're not working.
So if they would work, we'd have to pay them.
Maybe, maybe not. That's not the issue. Again, why you. Well, if Manashef, if you're
slaves,
again, the same Rabbi Nishlaim was set to work, set to take the money.
That's right.
Okay.
But they didn't get that out.
Because they're not interested in arguing on the point what the Yishalom means. Is that you unlawfully enslaved somebody, and therefore pay him. Yes?
If someone steals something or borrows something without a shtar, and then dies, the.
Milva Balpeh Gaivim and Ayarshim is a machalikas. We paskin the Milva Balpeh is Gaivim and Ayarshim. Yes?
Why are they trying to bring proofs from the Torah?
Why are Mitzvah trying to bring proofs from the Torah? That's a good question. The way I understand it is because they're trying to persuade Alexander that the Jews should agree to us that we're right. And they end up with egg on their face,
right.
And then that's what happens. Yes.
I don't know if this is what you meant, but I thought Yishalom meant, I thought all the property that the three of the Yidden took were really theirs.
Why was it theirs?
I thought the Goyim, I thought, what was the whole thing about, you don't have that thing, oh yeah, it's behind that.
So they saw it during the days of Chayshach.
But whose was it?
The Mitzrims.
Was it Mitzrims?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was they stole
it
from the
Yidin. No, this is all the Mitzrims. By Nasculus Mitzrayim. They cleaned out Mitzrayim. Kaiser took every bit of treasure they could get. Yes?
Probably the easiest way of explaining why everybody's bringing to the Torah is that it was,
you know,
an accurate transcription of history.
Could be. Could very well be. Okay, my channel will continue tomorrow morning.